Welcome to Vegas Dave's Dive.
Hello everybody, Vegas Dave here. Thank you for joining me here on Vegas Dave's Dime. And initially I was going to just spend a minute or two on this story, make a side note to it in a larger episode, but the more I've read into it, the more I realize it absolutely demands its own show. And I'm talking, of course, about Fresno State winning the College Baseball World Series. And I would just like to tell this story. If you've heard this story already, it's probably not going to kill you to hear it again, because it's such a good story. But if you were like me and you just realized, okay, it was an underdog team and it won it all, good for them, but didn't actually look in depth at how this story actually unfolded, you were missing out. And so I need to tell this story and just relive it again, because it's amazing. At 33-27 on the regular season, Fresno State needed to win the Western Athletic Conference tournament just to get a bid in the 64-team NCAA championship. They did so, and they earned a regional fourth seed. Now, regional fourth seed in baseball is the equivalent of a 13 seed in the NCAA college basketball tournament, March Madness. Since there are 16 regionals and 16 four seeds, that means Fresno State was in the bottom 16 teams of this tournament. Now, in their initial region, they faced Long Beach, San Diego, and California in double elimination format. They were pushed to a game against Long Beach where the loser went home for good, and they beat Long Beach to advance to the next round. That was already an incredible upset in itself. Then they faced ASU, who came out of the Tempe region, and ASU was one of the best teams in college baseball, and was, to say heavily favored would be an understatement. ASU wins game one of a best of three series, and now Fresno State has to win two straight to move on to the next round against a much more talented or more favored team in ASU. They do so to advance to the College World Series for the first time since 1991. And the College World Series is just that. It's the equivalent of the Elite Eight in the NCAA basketball tournament. So now they go into double elimination play again against North Carolina, Rice, and LSU. And just to explain what double elimination play is, you play round-robin style, and if you lose two games, you're done. So in many cases, you're going to end up playing the same team twice or even three times if you're the class of the region. And once again, they survived double elimination play and made it to the College World Series finals against, once again, heavily favored Georgia. And game one was really amazing. Game one was back and forth action. You never knew who was going to win this thing. I had the luxury of being in Las Vegas at the time and watching it on a huge plasma screen at the Mandalay Bay. And I had money on a bunch of other games, yet my eyes kept diverting from the games I actually had money on to this game that I had nothing invested in because it was so good. Lead changes almost every inning. You couldn't predict anything. And it just seemed like Fresno State had that magic about them. Yet, Georgia won game one. And all of a sudden, it starts to sink in that this might be the end for Fresno State. That this magical run might just be over. Georgia might be a little too strong. And in game two, Georgia was up 6-0, and I wrote off the series. And I didn't watch game two. What I missed was Fresno State coming back from a 6-0 deficit to win the game. And in game three, they just went out there and looked like the better team and won convincingly 6-1. And Fresno State became the national champion, winning the first national championship that the Fresno State Bulldogs men's athletics have ever won. 6 times in this tournament, twice against ASU, twice against Georgia, and twice in the double elimination formats. They faced elimination with a loss, and they were 6-0 in elimination games. Now, to give you an idea of how ridiculous of a run this is, I'm going to take something I saw on ESPN, which converted what Fresno State did to a March Madness bracket, to give you an idea of how the seeding worked out. Fresno State, being a 13 seed, beats a 4 seed in the first round, beats a 5 seed in the second round, beats a 1 seed in the Sweet 16, beats a 2 seed in the Elite 8, beats another 1 seed in the Final 4, and then beats another 2 seed in the championship. And that doesn't even quite flesh it out enough. So let me take some teams from the 2008 March Madness tournament to give you some kind of an idea of what we're looking at here. Let's take the Winthrop Eagles, who were a 13 seed that got bounced by number 4 Washington State. But let's just say the Winthrop Eagles were the Fresno State Bulldogs of basketball this year. They would have beaten number 4 Washington State, beaten number 5 Notre Dame, then gone on to beat number 1 North Carolina, number 2 Tennessee, number 1 Kansas, who of course won it all, and then in the finals, number 2 Texas. Washington State, Notre Dame, North Carolina, Tennessee, Kansas, Texas, as far as equivalents go. And the crazier thing about this run is the fact that there was double elimination play and best of 3 series. You know, in pro football and in March Madness, with single elimination, if the bounces go your way on any given day, you can win even if you're not the best team. But in double elimination format, you actually have to beat your opponent twice. So it's very hard for an inferior opponent to go out there and beat better opponents twice every single time. And that's essentially what Fresno State did. And I'm still just shaking my head over this story, because it is phenomenal. And I can't think of a more stunning upset since the 1980 U.S. hockey team beating Russia. And I know there have been a lot of upsets in between then and now, but I'm comparing all the great upsets over the last 3 decades to this, and it's just not comparable. It's unbelievable what the Fresno State Bulldogs accomplished. And it's really a shame that there is such a monopoly that the major sports have over minor sports. I remember a couple of years back when Dallas and Washington were both winless and they were playing on Monday Night Football, and a lot of people were joking that they would probably tie because they were both so bad they couldn't win. And that game drew higher ratings than a playoff baseball game that was going on at the same time. And people were saying, it's amazing that awful football gets better ratings than good baseball. You know, and I make this argument about hockey all the time, how much great playoff hockey there was that was just completely ignored in favor of the other major sports. And it's just crazy that one of the greatest accomplishments in sports history just took place, and most of us didn't even realize it. It was more of a footnote than a spectacle. And that's why I wanted to tell this story and put it in perspective, because as a sports fan and somebody who can appreciate a true underdog story, this is the kind of story that in 10 years is going to make an amazing film. And we're all going to watch it, and we're going to say, wow, what an amazing story. But it's true. We actually lived in it and could have watched it, but we were too busy watching 2 lousy pro baseball teams play. or we were too busy writing off this series as not important or not interesting because it was just college baseball. And if you didn't do that and you actually got to appreciate this run from start to finish, more power to you, because you saw one of the great runs in modern sports history, and that is not an exaggeration. I didn't even get into the details of a lot of these games where Fresno State was down a significant amount and came back. The fight in this team was second to none. And it really is a remarkable story. I strongly encourage you to look more into it and get to know it, because like I said, in a couple of years, there will be a very exciting, inspirational movie coming out on this thing. And if there isn't, I'll write and film one. So on that note, I'm going to wrap things up. As always, you can email me at vegasdavesdime@gmail.com or just leave a comment here on the page. I love any and all feedback. I appreciate you listening. Have a good one, everybody.